We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Day it is.
It's hump day.
Hump day.
We ain't one at a time in here.
They broadcast me out on the radio.
We're mass communicating.
So what? Okay.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Wednesday, you're counting down the days. I can feel it. I know, yeah. I was last week, but that long Memorial Day weekend, if you don't have a long weekend, I apologize for bringing it up. Sore subject. You know, there's people around here that work the news stations.
Oh, you're right.
They have to work.
Tell the news on Memorial Day?
Mm-hmm. Oof. Yeah, and like, there's one person that never got those holidays off because the other person that would take over for her always put their time in like a year before.
Ooh.
Wouldn't you put your time in a year and a half before then?
Yeah. Sure would.
Who was it? Is it somebody who still works here?
No.
Is it somebody who used to wear glasses?
Yes.
Is it a man?
Yes.
Is it a guy who hated long sleeve shirts?
I don't know.
If it's the person I think of, he would always talk about how even in the wintertime, in the dead of winter, he would wear short sleeve shirts because he hated long sleeve shirts.
So he's Dwight Schrute from The Office. That's exactly him. Does his name sound like Doug McKelvin?
That's who I'm thinking of. Is that who you're thinking of?
Yes, that's okay. Who it is. But Debbie never got off.
No.
Who does our news here. Yeah, she used to. I think now it's better since he's not here anymore. I don't really know. She has ranking now.
Right.
That's senior, how it is.
Right. She calls the shot. She's taking off Wednesdays sometimes. She doesn't care.
Yeah.
What do you guys have any big plans for the Memorial Day weekend or just low-key?
Low-key.
I'm going to Milwaukee for shows. It's my final weekend. I've had all these weekends out of town, and then I'm around for a while for Uncorked. But, I go to Milwaukee, and then I'm coming back Sunday. And then actually Monday, I don't know.
Make sure you go to the safe house up there.
Oh, that's right.
Just ask around. You'll find it.
Oh, I'll ask around. Don't worry about me.
So you've been doing a lot of comedy.
Yeah.
I know.
People are actually booking you.
Not getting any funnier.
Wow.
They are.
Wow.
They are paying me money. Not a lot of money, but they're paying me money.
Do you feel like your act is really on top of its game right now?
I feel like it can always get a lot better.
Well, I like that about
you. It's all right, though. I mean, yeah.
You're happy with it? There's laughter in the audience?
Yeah, I want to get better. I want to be automatic. You know what I mean? I have little chunks of my act that are automatic. Like, no matter what, when I do those parts, if they don't laugh, it's their fault.
Okay.
And then I have parts where it's like, all right.
I gotta work
sometimes
on that.
Sometimes it works, but I need it to always deliver.
Do you need me to help you a little?
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind tuning in a few things up for me.
I can polish it up.
Yeah, okay. You can just give it a quick once over.
Stand-up consultant is Courtney's new job.
Courtney's out in the audience giving the rap sign.
I have been known in the past to give some tips to Greg Warren.
Yes.
Like, hey, you need to do a whole bit about that.
Yes.
Well, that can lead to a lot.
His career is booming, so it's worked.
I just did this recently. okay, well, we do have a lot of stuff on the show today. It's weird. I'm a little distracted because first thing before I walked in here, I got a complaint letter.
Oh, yeah.
In the mail. And it's on my mind. And I really don't know if I can wait until tomorrow, but I'm going to try. Because it has to do with a segment that we added. And the segment is tomorrow.
Right.
And we do it once a week. And this person really hates the segment.
In a strange way.
Yeah.
I feel like we've seen complaints before, you know, where someone's like, yeah, you guys are great, but I hate this. Or it's very aggressive.
I don't even... The envelope is like, I'm fun.
Right.
Open me.
It's like a very positive, negative complaint. It's weird.
And I find it interesting in 2018 that someone would actually physically write a letter. It's handwritten?
That's why I think it might be a crazy person.
Is it handwritten?
Yes, it's handwritten.
Okay. Interesting.
I'll let you read it.
Is it the who on the show
it
segment?
It is.
Oh.
Man, they don't like it. And I don't, like, that to me is a segment that, how can you hate it this much?
Right.
It's It's everyday things.
Are you sure it's not one of us who wrote it?
It would have to be me because I get the most heat on it.
Oh, yeah.
Usually. All right, so I'm gonna try to let it go. Yeah. I mean, it's so funny. That's how it works.
Yeah.
One note, mm-hmm. but it's handwritten. You know, we never get mail anymore, so it's exciting to get a piece of mail.
Mm-hmm.
It's written with so much.
There's a little doodle on
enthusiasm.
It.
Enthusiasm.
Yes. Yeah. Like, this is going to be fun. Somebody really likes, I helped somebody in some way.
Let me ask you a question, Courtney. If I took that letter from you right now and walked out in the parking garage and stuck it, just threw it somewhere under a car and didn't tell you where, would it still bother you in 2 hours?
Well, yeah, because then somebody's going to pick it up and read it and be like, oh, they're getting complaints. I'd have to find it.
You would? Okay. Mm.
Well, I don't know. I need a drink, I think. That's how I forget my pain, Lance. I don't know how you deal with your pain.
Well,
that's
healthy.
Well, that's right.
Can't you buy liquor at 6 a.m.?
Yeah, man, I don't think it's allowed here at the radio station. Oh. They frown upon it.
Weird rules.
All right, well, we do have a lot of stuff. Sorry I brought that up and didn't give you any more information. Just know that I got a complaint letter early this morning. But today on the show, we have Cardinals tickets for their summer kickoff weekend next weekend, June 1st. You'll get tickets for the Cards versus the Pirates. And that night is the Yachty Tumbler.
Yachty Tumbler.
And they come in like gold and silver, I think.
I think you're right.
Which would you prefer?
Silver.
Yeah, I figured. You seem like a silver kind of guy.
I am always.
You're not too flamboyant.
I'm very second place.
I like the play on words of the Yachty Tumbler.
Why?
I'm sure it's a takeoff on the Yeti Tumbler, isn't it?
Oh. I didn't even see that.
You know what? The funny thing is, I don't notice it when you say it, but I saw a commercial during the game last night where the graphic was up, and it's like, oh, I get it. Yachty Tumbler. All right. Okay.
All right.
I didn't. Yeah. It's good stuff.
Also this morning, Tim will have things you didn't know. He'll amaze us with information.
Really
factoids.
Remarkable ones today.
Are you excited?
You're in for a real treat. Well, you should. I'm excited on your behalf.
Really?
You guys, yeah, I know these things now. You guys don't, but you're about to.
All right. Is it as exciting as dog and aborigines is dog?
I can't take... I can't be responsible for the fact that you don't find that fascinating.
All right.
I had people come up to me and tell me.
You're
how
lying.
Cool. I did.
You're lying.
Tim, I'm writing a letter to Courtney. How do you spell your last name?
Also today, we're going to do an Ask Kevin.
All right. I think if you heard the pre-show, you know I'm ready.
Kevin, I'm writing a letter to Courtney. How do you spell your last name?
And 12K a day giveaway. We have a chance for you to win $1,000 12 times a day. Your first code word coming up at 7:10. Weather-wise, mostly sunny today. We're going to get up to about 87 and then sunny tomorrow. And then Friday through Monday, slight chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms. That's just a CYA forecast, I believe. Right now, it's 67. And here is Lance with another look at your traffic.
I know how to spell my last name, so I'm way ahead on my letter to Courtney about me. But on eastbound 70, we've got a crash near Cypress.
198, it's 6:02 with Courtney and company, and I'm just calling. I'm going to take the rest of my vacation days through the year and take every Tuesday off. Let's go back 2 weeks. Had my appendix out on Tuesday.
A week.
Last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
What happened two Tuesdays ago?
Not yesterday.
Yes.
But a week ago. And then yesterday I had to drive to a doctor's appointment and I start driving in the afternoon and something sounds weird. So I turn the air conditioning off and turn the radio off. It still sounds weird. I pull into the parking lot like a quarter of a mile from my house and I have a completely flat tire.
Oh.
Like the sidewalls sliced. So I had to do that yesterday afternoon.
Were you near? Do you have AAA?
Yeah. So then I drove back.
It's a smart move to have that. I don't.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Funny story. Our membership expired while I was in the hospital and apparently I'm the only one in the house who can pay the bills. So I had to drive home, call AAA, pay with my credit card to renew it, and then I called AAA and had them come out.
Seriously? Okay, wait.
Whoa.
You drove home on a bad?
I did.
How bad was it?
It was bad. It was
completely
flat. You know,
that can really
ruin the car. I know, but I drove really slow and I put my flashers on.
I don't think the slow matters.
It was like not even a quarter of a mile. It was maybe a tenth of a mile, like across the street from my house.
Why couldn't you do all this on your phone, pay AAA and all that? You don't.
Oh, no, because I didn't have the card with me.
Which card? The AAA card?
Yeah. Why would you need that?
They couldn't look you up?
I don't know.
It was all a quarter of a mile.
I just drove home.
I think if you call them, they can look you up.
Hot, and I'm taking Tuesdays off. Don't ask me any more questions.
Tuesdays with Jen.
Did you ruin the rim?
Nope.
That's good.
Yeah.
See, I mean, if you can drive on the rim and not screw it up, yeah, that's right? Not too bad.
Do you think the woman that wrote complaining about the segment slashed your tire?
Oh, my gosh, maybe.
No, I mean, it was me. My tire would be slashed. I'm making bad choices. That's nothing new, by the way.
Any flat tires on the side of the road this morning?
Probably the folks who got tangled up in the crash on 70 eastbound near Cypress, which wish it was as simple as a...
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company morning show, and I believe the t-shirt for the show night, Courtney and Company night at the ballpark, June 12th, it's a Tuesday night against the San Diego Padres, $20 for your ticket, t-shirt, and a drink. Oh yeah, it's up there now. If you go to y98.com/cardinals, you can buy your tickets right there.
Oh, cool.
But the t-shirt design is now up, and it's very, very cute. Yeah.
Okay, who are the Cardinals on the back? Yachty, because the catcher's mask. Fred Bird, I can pick him out.
They're all...
Carpenter?
Mm-hmm. Yes. They're all people that are up for...
And
All-Stars.
I think it's Fowler.
Dexter Fowler.
Okay.
But it looks more like Ozuna.
Yeah, yeah.
No matter. They're all emojis. That's why we're trying to figure them out. But it says Courtney and Company in the mornings, Cardinals and Company at night, and the STL Cardinals logos on the back, the Y98 logos on the front. It's a cool shirt.
Yeah.
And for $20, you get a game, a shirt, a drink voucher. Go now to y98.com/cardinals to buy your tickets today.
I went to one of those movie screening things last night, and this was one where they made you leave your phone in the car. Couldn't even bring it into the building.
Wow.
And I freaked out. I freak out because I always am padding.
Really?
Yeah.
To make sure that I have it.
Oh, yeah.
And I freak out. Even in a movie where I do turn it off, mm-hmm. I'm pretty good about that. I turn off. But in the time, the 20 minutes before it even started, and not even, I didn't have a watch on, not being able to check the time, like, I really, really freak out.
Well, that's weird.
The thing.
You might need to unplug a little bit.
I know. There are a lot of studies that say that you should. They say that, they did a big study about, your cognitive ability is better when your phone is in another room. Now, I would think mine would be worse because I take comfort in feeling it on my person. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Well, how often do we try to think of something and we say, don't look it up? This is hurting our recall.
You're right.
Yeah.
Because we can Google everything now.
I know. And I think I Google stuff all the time that I didn't used to.
Yes.
Like, I'm wasting time and energy looking up stuff that I don't need to know.
No, you can think of it later, or who cares?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they say that your cognitive ability is better because your brain is trained to pay attention to your phone. So if it's around you at all, you're going to pay attention to it. Whereas if it's in another room or not on you at all, you'll focus better.
Yes.
And with that, they also say the true key to happiness is turning off your phone at 10 p.m. So same kind of thing. If it's around, if it's on, you're going to be thinking about it. You're not going to be winding down like you should have. They say people who use their phones late at night right before bed were much more likely to have problems, including loneliness, depression, and sleeping issues.
See, Kevin?
Something to think
he never, that's why he's happy. He doesn't even know where his phone is.
Oh,
half
yeah,
the
no
time.
Kidding. And then he gets texts and he doesn't even respond to them.
And then trying to get phones, you know, around us all the time, there's a new phone case that is essentially just a barbell, like a dumbbell, like a 20-pound dumbbell that you just put your phone into, like, that's the case. So you can watch videos on YouTube or check your Facebook or whatever while you're pumping
idea.
Iron.
Oh, even just picking it up all day, I feel like, would be a good workout. But I think I only pick it up with the same hand every time.
I think it's only for the gym.
I do, too. It's so,
oh,
it's
really?
So
no.
big. Yeah. Yeah, look at this picture. It's so big.
Oh, it's an actual dumbbell.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah.
No.
You're not like, oh, here's my phone.
No.
Like, hey, check out this
like
thing.
Like, you couldn't
just
set your phone down and... You know,
yeah.
right,
it doesn't even
or
make sense.
Lean it against something they're trying. It is kind of cool looking. And I guess if you just want it as a stand, it's kind of a cool, like, you just put it down and watch something.
I feel like I would just, it would slip out of my hand. drop and fall face down. Right, and then the dumbbell would crack the phone. You know, the new iPhone is supposed to be less...
crackable?
Yeah. Except when you have a 20-pound dumbbell on it.
But if it broke, you'd be happy. That's what these studies show. Oh. If out of your life and you're not thinking about it, you're happy. You're not using that brain power.
All right, time for the news. It's brought to you by the exceptional doctors and nurses of SSM Health Medical Group, where better health care comes from knowing your child better. Sunny today and a high of 87. 66 now with Lance Hildebrand ahead of the news.
And it's sponsored by Enterprise Bank.
198, it's Courtney and Company. Another gorgeous day on tap with a high in the upper 80s. And it looks like if you're going through Memorial Day, partly sunny every day, slight chance for some rain each day, and highs around 88 every day. Great pool weather. Very excited, even though I cannot get in the pool.
Incisions.
Yes.
We'll talk, you know, I like just leaving it there and let people guess that don't know what happened to you.
Right. Incisions.
Yes. That's how you keep them coming back, Jen. yesterday, Tim went and saw, or last night, the Han Solo movie.
That's right. Solo, a Star Wars story.
A Star Wars story?
Star Wars story.
Tim and Kevin, both are resident...
We have to come up with a name for all the superhero nerds? Star Wars, no, Game of Thrones stuff.
Fans?
It's too big for nerds. The whole world is nerds. Mm. I don't know. But they love the Star Wars stuff, the superhero stuff, all of that. I think that until I read this little quiz, this is a yes or BS quiz I thought you guys could play. I always think I thought Han Solo was Han's Solo.
What?
I don't know.
Han, H-A-N.
I know. I think I always, nobody ever says it alone. Han Solo.
No.
Han Solo.
There are so many people rolling their eyes at you in their car right
now. Wow.
Whatever.
Even I'm like.
I think there's people that are impressed by me.
No, I'm shaking my head too.
We find out in the movie how he got the name. It's kind of cool.
Okay, well, let me quiz you about Han Solo. Han Solo. Han Solo is almost played by Kurt Russell. Fact or crap?
I think that's true.
I say true.
Yeah, it is. He also auditioned for Luke.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. You can check out his audition tape on YouTube. Also, Christopher Walken, Nick Nolte, and Stallone were all looked at
for
Han. Huh.
That's weird.
Right?
Christopher Walken?
It's the ship that made the Kessel Run.
The same actor from the first movie is still playing Chewbacca today.
Oh,
not true. Not in the new one.
Not in the new one.
No.
Mm-mm. But he did. I think he played him in everything until this one.
Peter Mayhew.
Until The Force Awakens in 2015.
But didn't he play a different character in the latest movie?
It says in the credits for The Last Jedi, he's listed as a Chewbacca consultant. And the new one is a former basketball player from Finland named Junis Satamo.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Who's a few inches shorter, by the way. Mayhew is 7'2". Satamo is 6'10".
Huh.
Han Solo was originally supposed to be a big green alien.
Yeah.
Yeah,
true.
I believe it. Yeah, true. Sure.
Really?
Yeah, you're going with Tim because he knows his facts.
He knows his Solo.
Yeah, in the early draft.
Like Greedo?
He was an ugly green fish monster with gills.
Greedo, yeah.
Sketch, Jen, you need to, I don't know what's happening to you.
She gets it.
I watched all the Star Wars stuff back in the day. When I was little, I wanted to be Princess Leia when I grew up. That was my profession.
You got pretty close.
In the French version of the first Star Wars, Han's name was Jan with a Y.
Oui.
Oui.
Oui. Oui.
He's saying we.
We.
You say we too?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I thought this was a follow-up on the green thing.
Mm-mm.
Crap. Just to be different.
It's we. They decided to change some of the names to make them sound better in French, but some of them don't really make much sense. Like Chewbacca was changed to Chictaba, and C-3PO was changed to Z-6PO.
So French.
Z.
It's a better...
All right, and finally, Harrison Ford has said he wanted Han to be killed by Ewoks.
Oh.
I don't know. I know he wanted him to die. I don't.
Yeah, you think he was like Sir Alec Guinness?
You know what? It sounds like something he would say. So, yeah, I would say yes.
Yeah, I'll say yes.
I think he just wanted to die after he was frozen in carbonite.
No, he said several times that Han should have died in Return of the Jedi. But George Lucas said no, he didn't want me killed by those teddy bear guys. I think that's probably why he wanted them to kill
them. Yeah, right. They were because they were going to be a great marketing tool. If you had those things kill Han Solo, spoiler alert,
they're like
they wouldn't have been nearly as popular toys.
They're like the Sour Patch Kids.
Right. Entertainment Schmig is coming up in just a minute. Why Queen Elizabeth and I will never get along. Celebrities and foods they can't stand. And big Bachelorette news about Becca.
Ooh. You know, it starts next week.
This is going to make you excited about the new season. It's coming up.
Are you ready?
I got to block my calendar off now.
Next 7 minutes on Y98.
Schmig.
Brought to you by St. Louis County Parks. Get out and explore today. Okay, we have a lot to cover. Let's get to the Bachelorette. It's almost time. Tim, next Monday.
I can't wait.
Premiere.
I didn't realize it was here already. I'm very excited.
All right. Tim will be I won't have to watch it, maybe.
We'll see. I think Becca's going to be a good one. I'm pumped.
You're going to want to watch some of these crazy guys. The guys can get just as crazy as the girls. And good news. Season, of course, is already wrapped, and she's announced it. She's engaged.
Nice. It means it went all right.
She's in love, and she doesn't care who knows it.
They're all engaged, usually. But will it last?
Will it? Don't know. Famous people and the foods they can't stand. We have this online at Y98.com. Tom Brady.
Anything tasty.
Right.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like strawberries? Tom Brady.
People that are allergic.
Not even.
I'm not a huge strawberry fan.
I like them. Yeah. He didn't even like deflated ones.
Mike push.
Jimmy Fallon does not like mayonnaise.
Neither does Tim.
Yeah, I don't really so much anymore.
Michelle Obama, not a fan of beets.
Wow, dang. I'm 3 for 3 with this list. I am.
Wow.
Lance, you're just a 6-year-old.
I know.
Gordon Ramsay doesn't like pineapple pizza.
I actually do like that one.
There you go.
Pineapple and some Canadian bacon.
Yum. Right. Yeah. It's called Hawaiian, mm-hmm. Gordon.
none of these are outlandish yet to me.
Chrissy Teigen's out of her mind. She doesn't like Nutella. We can't be friends. And I also can't be friends with Queen Elizabeth because she doesn't like garlic.
Oh, I love garlic.
Wow.
I know. There's nothing better than the smell of garlic. I mean, not on you, but like cooking.
If you have trouble processing it, not great. Speaking of Queen Elizabeth, royal wedding bad lip reading online at Y98.com. We love these guys. They always take big events and then they translate what was really going on in the church on Saturday, like with the preacher.
If you want a hot dog, then you gotta cook a hot dog.
What?
Put it on the stove. But you won't get enough. You won't get enough.
You have to see it.
It's really funny.
It's always funny.
You can also see it at Y98.com. Lucy Liu is a blonde now. We have such hard-hitting stories.
Stop everything.
I'm going to have to go down to KMOX and just be like...
Did you guys get this story?
Yeah.
It's big. You might want to get it on for your 7 o'clock news.
I'd be the first to say, it does work. She looks good as a blonde.
It works.
I like her better as brunette. That's just me. Show Dogs, the new kids movie starring Ludacris and Will Arnett. I won't show it to my kids because I'm embarrassed that Will Arnett's career has come to this.
Oh, I know.
I saw the preview when we went to see Peter Rabbit, and I was like, oh, Will Arnett, you're better than this. You're better than this.
Looks bad.
Yes. But now there are some groups complaining, saying that the movie's dangerous for children. And reading it, I can kind of get this argument. So Ludacris voices the police dog named Max, and Will Arnett is his human police partner. They're trying to crack this case, locating a stolen baby panda. Ooh, now Courtney's interested because it's a baby panda. So they have to go undercover at this dog show, and part of it is the dogs have to have their parts inspected, if you know what I'm saying. That's part of the dog show.
Sure.
How do your things look?
Yeah.
So Ludacris, Max, does not want to do it. And Will Arnett tells him, Or no, another dog tells him to just go to his zen place and let it happen. Let people touch his private parts.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe not a great idea.
I mean, but if you ever watch a dog show, they do that.
I know, but kids don't understand.
I know.
Yep. It doesn't translate. I can kind of
maybe
understand.
Not even, why is that even in there?
Right.
Because they needed an extra 15 minutes. Because there's no plot.
Yeah. All these kids are perfectly fine with the fact that these dogs are not only talking, but employed by the police department. But it might give them some issues with consent.
TV Tonight, you wrap up the fourth season finale of Empire, the two-hour, 36th season finale of Survivor.
Oh, my God!
And then you have the one-hour reunion special after that. 19th season finale of Law & Order SVU. What is wrong with this world where we already have 36 seasons of Survivor and only 19 of SVU? I don't know. And TV's most watched shows of this season. I bet you could name them all.
Big Bang.
Number one.
Roseanne.
NCIS.
NCIS is five. Roseanne's three.
The Voice?
No.
Oh.
No. Although, The Voice, spoiler alert, the winner, youngest in series history, Bryn Cartelli at 15 years old, won last night.
And Kelly Clarkson's girl.
Oh, yeah.
So her first year on The Voice, she had a winner.
First victory for first-time coach. Yeah, rounding out the top five, at number two, NFL Sunday Night Football, and of course, fourth, This Is Us.
It's that popular.
Yes, Tim.
Wow, okay.
People like to cry.
Yeah. I get it.
Jeez. I'll have to get on board.
That's Entertainment Schmig. More at 8:40. And in between, we're going to start season one of This Is Us for Tim. Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
Sponsored by Casper Sleep. It's way... I'm the one.
Yeah, I'm the one. 198. Congratulations to Maria Lopez of St. Louis.
Very close to Mario Lopez.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I mean, the name. It's like one letter off.
I'm sure they get confused all the time.
Her nickname is Slater.
She is headed to the Cards Pirates game Friday, June 1st. It's also Yachty Tumbler Night, which no one on the show except for Lance realized it's because it looks exactly like a Yeti tumbler.
It's like a play on.
Yeah, right. I even looked at it the other day and I was like, oh, that looks like a Yeti tumbler. Yeah, it's a Yachty tumbler.
I didn't make the connection until I saw the graphic on a promo last night. It's like, oh, that's funny.
No, I saw the graphic and I still didn't make the connection until you said it this morning. But for the first 30,000 fans, 16 and over, they'll get that Yachty tumbler and tons of cool giveaways that whole entire weekend. We'll have another pair of tickets to give away on the show tomorrow and then another pair on Friday.
I could spend hours just looking at funny cake fails.
Yes.
I also enjoy the Starbucks name fail as well. My name, I told him my name was Mark with a C.
Cark. never gets old.
It never gets old. It will make me laugh. I think that if any of you do my eulogy, make that joke in my eulogy.
Well, when Tim was made official on the show, I went to the cakery and said, can you write on his cake, write something nice on here about Tim? And she's like, oh, I get it. It's like the cake fails. Yeah. They thought it was very funny.
It's cute. This is maybe one of the best cake fails. Kara is proud of her son, Jacob. He was graduating class of 2018, and she wanted to get a special cake for his party.
Of course she did.
So she won it on the cake. Congrats, Jacob. Summa cum laude.
Oh, wow. He's smart to boot.
Class of 2018.
Yeah.
Nice. Something tells me the person spelling summa cum laude wasn't so...
Well, it's not just that. It was in South Carolina, Charleston, as a matter of fact, at a Publix. And they wouldn't let her put it on the cake because their filters thought it was profanity. The middle word confused them. And Kara even put in the special instructions part of the form on the website explaining what the term means. And even sent a link to a website that explained...
Oh, she did it all online.
Yes.
Got it.
When she got the cake, it said, Summa Jacob-Laude. I think that's better. Jacob was embarrassed, but this is funny.
Yes.
Much funnier than Publix apologized, by the way, and offered to pay for the cake. That's the online problem when you don't talk to a human.
Right. I feel like if it flagged it for me online, I would just go into the store, because I bet it didn't even, when it sent it to the store, it just blurred the word out, so you couldn't, it just gave three dashes instead of the word.
Yeah, and I've seen them
think.
Yeah, well, probably with their filters.
I've seen them on TV. They've been showing the cake, and they have the dashes blurred out. I'm like, they're dashes. What is happening?
Either way, the decorator, I mean, somebody had to put that on by hand.
Yes.
And unless they were a complete moron, they knew what was going on there.
Right.
So they were just lazy. They're like, oh, the dashes are easier.
News and traffic coming in just a few minutes.
Y98.
Oh yeah, jelly is your code word. J-E-L-L-Y. Text that to 72881 by the end of the hour, and you could be like Amanda Von Bockel. Oh, Courtney's jealous. She's a Von.
I know.
Amanda Von Bockel of St. Charles.
I want Van. I don't need Von. Okay. Mine's Van.
Von's still pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
AVB.
Yeah. AVB won $1,000 just for texting to 72881.
There is a conspiracy going on, and I'm not sure if you guys are aware of this. It's a problem. If you like to visit little dive bars, and they have a jukebox there.
I love a jukebox.
I do too.
Oh,
right? You're excited.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I don't know if you guys have been to a bar lately and played any tunes, but you can pretty much play anything because they're digital.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Digital jukebox. It's great.
Yeah. Yep. They can pull up anything that's in your head. You can play it.
Even, I don't know, Ludo.
Yes. We may have played a Ludo song.
There you go. I get a nickel every time, so keep that up.
Okay. So I'm at a local bar on Friday night.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. And it's expensive to play a song.
Oh, I know what you're talking. I know what's going to happen here.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So I put in all this music all over the place that I think, because I'm looking at my crowd. I look at the crowd. It's not all about me.
It's not just for you. Yeah, you're very altruistic. I've always said that about you.
And I play a bunch of songs that are all over the place.
Yeah.
You know?
You're excited to sit down and have the soundtrack to your night.
And so it says my songs will start playing in like two songs. So I'm ready. I'm like, oh, wait till you guys hear what I played.
Yeah. Nobody go anywhere. Yeah.
Everyone's going to be happy with this choice.
Except there's a new feature on the digital jukebox.
Oh, no.
Jump ahead. Go first.
For a little extra money.
For extra money. Are you eating, Tim?
No.
For a little extra money. But not only just one song, you can jump ahead every song you play.
Oh, yeah.
You can also download the app to your phone, so you don't even have to be there, and you can mess with an entire bar.
Yeah.
And play songs.
It's not right.
It's not right.
You know, especially let's say you walked up there and it wasn't two songs from now. Let's say it was like 20 songs, but you knew you were going to be there for hours and hours. You've waited your turn.
20 songs.
Yeah. That's part of it. And then some punk comes in.
Yes. And
puts their money in.
Three Dog Night. Oh.
Oh, and it's always the person who has terrible music choices.
Was it at least Joy to the World?
No, it was a song I never heard of.
By Three Dog Night?
Yes.
A Three Dog Night deep cut?
Yes. Because somebody that's playing Three Dog Night and looks up Three Dog Night has heard their whole collection.
Yes, right.
And celebrates it. It's a real problem. I know somebody, actually. My friend that goes to this bar all the time. There's a girl that, I don't know, she comes up there and, I don't know, they don't get along.
Yeah.
So she'll stay at home. She'll sit at home and play all the music.
No
and then she'll
way.
call up there and say, what do you think of the music tonight? It's kind of creepy.
That is weird.
Right?
You're friends with this person?
No, my friend will be up at the bar.
Oh, okay.
And this girl is at home playing music for people.
What does she play to mess with people?
Not good stuff. But I don't think they're paying attention, because then she's not excited when they tell her, oh, we didn't even realize what music was on.
Right.
Not good stuff. I heard it's actually pretty good.
Here's the thing. We started out, bro.
And a waste of money, too, if you're sitting at home spending money on music you're not even listening to.
It's bizarre.
Kind of
You've got some
though.
Weird thing.
It is kind of stalkery.
Yep.
You know? Yeah. But it's a bad, I think this feature,
it's bad idea.
No, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I've had it happen before.
Unless, of course, there's somebody that's played horrible music before you.
And then you got to pay a little extra money.
Yeah. I just don't think it's fair. It's not fair.
What does it cost to skip the line?
I mean, just play one song is like $1. So to skip the line, probably a couple dollars. Well, I've never skipped.
And now that you don't have to feed quarters or dollars into the jukebox and you can just use a credit card, it's like no big deal. And I don't even think about it.
One of my friends left early, but before he left, he skipped ahead of the other skipper header.
Mm-hmm.
And played Hamilton.
That's great.
It doesn't work well at the Fairview Inn.
No,
I'm just saying.
It doesn't, but if you're angry about somebody skipping ahead.
So rude.
Can I give you a road trip jukebox recommendation?
Yes.
Please.
You ever find yourself in Memphis? Find a place called Ernestine and Hazel's. It is a classic dive bar with a haunted jukebox.
Why is it haunted?
Because it'll start playing stuff out of the middle of nowhere. Doesn't matter. No one's around. No one's touching it. No one's been near it. It'll start playing.
Huh.
Check it out.
All right.
Haunted jukebox, Ernestine and Hazel's in Memphis.
All right. I like it.
Yeah, Lance always has these little hole in the wall.
I know. Yeah.
It is the best place. I've been there one time. Went in there early in the evening. There was no customers in there except two people who were asleep.
Yes.
And then.
And I was one of them.
I think, where is this going? And then the place started to rock earlier on, or later on in the night. And they served soul burgers. Mmm. Yum.
We have to do traffic.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
I want to know what soul burgers are. We'll come back to this.
If you can find yourself in Memphis, check it out.
How's traffic?
Well, it's 5 hours to Memphis. Traffic is sponsored by Enterprise Bank & Trust. On the Illinois side, getting word of a crash. 70.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.